Hello, this is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Welcome to another edition of Loretto Live, where we profile the people and the community of Loretto. I'm joined today by Mario Cortez, who's the project director of Villa Group, heading up the development in Loretto for the Villa Group. Mario, welcome to Loretto Live.
Thank you, Lonnie. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. Just to start off, Mario, can you tell us a little about your background and how you got involved with Villa Group to begin with?
I used to be in the hotel business. I'm a hotelier. I studied in Mexico City for tourism administration and hotel business management. And then I moved up to the States for additional studies in hotel business management and such. And then I moved down to Cabo, and I was the director of the Palmilla Hotel for 10 years. And then I moved into Cabo San Lucas, and I became the general manager of one of the properties at the Villa Group. The first resort they built in Cabo consisted of 477 timeshare units. Shortly after, I went on different endeavors, and I became a project director at Villa Del Mar, which is a very high-end project in San Jose del Cabo, embracing Hotel Palmilla. Because of my involvement with the Villa Group prior to one of the developers purchasing this beautiful land where today the Villa del Palmar will be building a project, Owen Perry invited me to come to Loretto and become his project director, which, you know, because of my previous experience with the group and the understanding of how the Villa Group operates and so forth, I found that to be a beautiful opportunity.
So you mentioned quite a bit about Villa Group, and it sounds like you've been involved for quite a bit of your career with them. Can you tell us a little about Villa Group and what type of developments they have down in the Mexico and whether they have other developments elsewhere as well?
Villa Group was originally created in 1984, and they built the first resort, a timeshare outlet, in Puerto Vallarta. They were very successful because of the industry at that time was growing very rapidly, and because of the vacation club was demanding other destinations for the Villa Group other than Puerto Vallarta, they decided to build a resort in Cabo San Lucas. At the time, Cabo San Lucas was an emerging destination as Loretto is today, and so they found that it was a great opportunity for this type of a product to be built in just on the outside of Cabo San Lucas on El Medano Beach, which is a beautiful location.
Mario, just a quick question there. When you say that sure. Cabo was an emerging market at the time, how long ago was this?
1992, 1993, thereabouts. Even though San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas were two different destinations, they became one entity under the umbrella of Los Cabos. Hmm. And while San Jose del Cabo remained as a quiet, quaint, small village, Cabo became kind of like the nightlife happening town, and needless to say, the corridor went into the direction of more of this secluded and the high-end type developments such as Palmilla, Las Ventanas, and shortly after the other resorts and the other hotels. And so back when then in the early 90s, the Villa Group turned their head around and looked at Cabo as an opportunity and as a complement to their variety of products to offer. And they built the first resort, 477 units, at which time the timeshare industry took a very interesting swing. And that's when the exchange companies became quite known, and they began to offer alternatives for the members of the different timeshare outlets. They began to offer them alternatives to exchange within their system. shortly after that, then the industry took a it just exploded, and you know, then we realized that the big industries or the big hotel operators understood that the timeshare industry was something to look into, and then you know, Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, Disney, and everybody else started to create their own timeshare outlets. So the Via Group was a pioneer in this industry. It's been in the industry for 25 years. We have a little bit of almost 70,000 members in our vacation club because of the success that we have gotten in Puerto Vallarta and Cabo San Lucas. The partners of the company decided to look for other alternatives. At that time, Mr. Graciano Sobernigo decided that he wanted to go on his own, and he built what is today called Paradise Village in Nuevo Vallarta, which is a gorgeous resort destination. So the three other partners, Fernando Gonzalez, Luz Maria, and Owen Perry, decided to continue with the Villa Group as a under one umbrella. And the success of that is noted at both properties and another property they're building in Nuevo Vallarta, in Flamingos Vallarta. They're building a gorgeous La Estancia project, as well as Los Arcos, which is a very high-end, full-time and fractional ownership products as well. So Via Group has diversified itself into other types of products that are very successful in the tourism industry.
You mentioned Cabo, and starting off, that area was really emerging. Now that you're in Laredo, what's your impression of Laredo and compared to what you remember Cabo to be? Is it different or is this very similar to Cabo in 92?
From the destination perspective, it is similar to that. From the beauty and the diversity of the product, I think Loreto has a lot more to offer than San Jose and or Cabo San Lucas. I think that the combination of the Sierra and the beautiful ocean that we have, the marine park, the islands, the historical end that we have, the missions and so forth, it just offers a larger variety of opportunities and entertainment outlets for visitors and for our potential market.
You mentioned the development you're building in Laredo. How is building in Cabo different than Laredo, or is it similar in terms of getting the resources, in terms of getting the infrastructure in place?
Well, in Cabo San Lucas, all the services were at your door. In Loreto, we pretty much have to bring in all the infrastructure, from electricity to paved roads and water and sewer lines and so forth. And I think that that's one of the keys of the success of this project, is that in conjunction with the state government and the municipal government, the Villa Group had decided to create what we call a sub-regional development project for the southwest part of Loreto, which includes landfills, water reservoirs, electrical substations, and paved roads, and everything else. As some of you may know, very close to where we're building our first resort, there's a couple of fishermen villages there that had existed for a little over 35 years. Both these communities were lacking power, were lacking water sources and or reliable water source, as well as trash collection, schools, libraries, and so forth and so on. We can proudly say that we took upon the leadership of in working with the federal, state, and municipal government in putting in place all of those services pretty much in time in which we're bringing in those services as well to our project, so that we can ensure that there is consistent growth, and that not only the development will be benefited by infrastructure services, but as well as the of communities that are nearby us. So it's a bit different than Cabo, although I must say that the developer has just as much fun doing this as we did building the Villa del Palmar in Cabo.
Just a point you brought up about the development of this as a sub-region with landfills and everything, is that part of the planning of this, when you plan out this resort, to have all of these infrastructure such as landfill and etc. in your plans?
Most definitely, and not just in the area adjacent to our development. We believe that whomever comes and develops in Loreto has a big responsibility. Loreto is a small community still, and it cannot grow at the pace of the development, and it cannot grow, and it cannot foresee the demand that will be generated by all of those that are, as we, that are coming in as and impact this destination. We believe that everybody has to work hand to hand and work together in making sure that from the infrastructure standpoint to the education within the city, within the training, within bringing the proper workforce, creating new flights, I believe that there is a major commitment that we all have to make.
One of the things, Mario, that while I was talking to Jim Spano, he really highlighted was all of the great progress you're making with the Villa Group development down there. What's been happening there? I know that there's quite a bit of concern worldwide economically, just a downturn. How has that impacted the project, and what kind of progress are you making there?
I'm glad you asked that question, Lonnie. And I think what's important here to say is that the Villa Group is solid as far as financial commitments to this destination. And just so you know, we will be opening our first outlet, which consists of 117 units here in Loreto, near downtown Loreto, right next to one of the most famous restaurants, El Nido, or Domingo's Place today. That is a four-star little hotelito that we're building just, you know, for our own in-house type program, as well as for just to create another diversity and variety of accommodations for Loreto as the city in itself. We broke ground about 2.5 months on our project on the beach at the Villa del Palmar at Ensenada Blanca, and that is going extremely well. I can proudly say that we have a little over 500 employees today all throughout both of the construction sites. I think Villa Group in Loreto has made a strong commitment to the destination, and we are not going to stop. On the contrary, we have opened 3 different construction places where we're strongly going after the completion date, which is about 14 months from today, for our first phase, which will provide us 109 beautiful 5-star units in timeshare with a beautiful pool, 4 restaurants, and a 10,000 square foot spa.
That's incredible. And that's, you're looking at that as the first phase of the project?
That would be the first phase of the Villa del Palmar. Yes. Immediately afterwards, we will begin the commencement of the second phase, which will provide us a total of 168 timeshare units. We will begin the construction of Villa La Estancia, which is a high-end, full ownership and fractional ownership condominium project, as well as the construction of our 18-hole golf course.
That sounds incredible, and the pace that you're moving. What do you think makes this development unique or different than perhaps the other developments in Loreto, but also compared to the previous developments you've done?
Comparison to other projects that we have, and we're bringing in the highest quality of construction, better finishes, larger units, big patios, huge terraces. We're building only 168 units in a 50,000 square meter lot. You know, this is the first time that the Villa Group finally owns enough land to do very low density in hopes to create a better friendlier type of a project with respect to the entire land and also the environment. And with respect to the other projects in Loreto, I think that we can only complement what is out there. The diversity would always be wonderful for our visitors. I think that none of the projects here will compete with each other. We are unique, each and every one of us, in our own character, construction, and vision of the projects. And I think that those that will visit Loreto in the years to come will find that Loreto will provide them with enough variety of services and alternatives for their stay that it will just complement them.
So Mario, this is a great description of what's happening down there. It sounds beautiful. If listeners are interested in finding out more information, how do they actually drive down to your development from the Loreto International Airport?
If anybody is to drive from the airport to our property, they want to go out to the highway, go south about 40 kilometers. They will find a big sign that says National Marine Park the fisherman's village called Liwi. We are about 2 kilometers from the main highway and towards the beach. We also have a couple of offices in downtown Loreto where we have enough information to provide our visitors with and to ensure a proper tour of our property.
That's fabulous. So they'll be able to easily find you. I want to comment that it's incredible every time we talk to folks that are looking to develop or developing in Loreto, how there is such a focus on the environment, on community awareness. And I think that's pretty unique, I think, to Loreto.
I don't know if you were able to see the other day on ABC, there was a beautiful clip on Loreto. And one of the things that Mr. Scott Servin, the owner of the Mission Hotel, which, by the way, that is a beautiful outlet right in the heart of Loreto at the Malecon, that describes Loreto as a no cabo. And I think that describes us very well. Everything here would be low density, while in Cabo there is 140 rooms that you can build per hectarea, which is just about 2 acres for you folks in the States. Here in Loreto, you only will be able to build 10 rooms per hectarea. And I think that's what is phenomenal about this destination. Not just the environment conscientiousness, but also that those that will come here and develop will understand the quality that we can provide our visitors with is vital to the success of our project.
Mario, this has been very interesting, and it's great to learn so much about what's happening down there and see such great developers looking at the environment, but also looking at providing a wonderful destination for visitors as well as for people that want to have a second residence or make Loreto their home. I want to thank you for your time today and wish you the best of luck. And, you know, in 14 months, I hope you have the first phase opened up, and I think it'll be a great addition to Loreto.
Thank you very much, Lani, for the opportunity to share with you all our experience and our desire and our goals for Loreto.
This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Loreto Live.
Those things in your life, they'll be